This episode brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
3, 2, 1. Do you know what I feel like doing?
Joining a cult faction?
Of course. I feel like kicking back, relaxing, and getting comfy. Welcome to the Get Comfy Lowdown. I'm your host, Kalo, as always, here to give you the lowdown, all things wrestling related. And I'm joined by my co-host.
What up, guys? This is his Uncle Howie to my fiend. What up, guys? Aim on the mic.
So before we get into today's pod, I'd like to say thank you to anybody and everybody who is liking and sharing this podcast with anybody and everybody you know.
Thank you, guys.
There we go. And, you know, to kind of do... Yeah, we're following them because wrestling news is ever so evolving. So today will be more of a housekeeping episode, kind of touching on small little bits and pieces of information, news, all that stuff.
Yes.
I guess we'll start with, do we want to go Paul first or do we want to go Wyatt first?
I mean, both of them are your boys.
Yeah.
You're a big component of Paul and...
I'm a maverick. Is that what he calls their fans? I think that's what they call him.
A maverick. I only call myself a maverick if I'm watching Top Gun.
Fair enough. So, you know what? Let's just start with Wyatt since that's like the OG. So
that's your boy.
Exactly. So coming out of Crown Jewel, Alexa Bliss was making her way down to the ring and she was doing a backstage interview as well. Keen-eyed viewers would notice that that little moth, whatever, locust logo of Bray Wyatt's
the firefly.
I think it's a locust. I want to say it's a locust.
It's a firefly.
Sure. A bug flashed behind Alexa Bliss. Now, of course, there were prevailing rumors that the Wyatt Six, aka his little stable deal, is happening, and he's slowly implementing it. It's like a slow burn. But another weird instance happened where our boys are fighting, potentially. There's problems in the neighborhood. There was the logo that was flashed behind Sir L.A. Knight.
Yeah.
And... I don't, like, what's going on here? What is this all about? Because
they never had interactions in the past. Because LA Knight, even when Bray was the cult leader with Eric Rowan and Luke Harper and all that, LA Knight was Eli Drake and TNA. Far from connections whatsoever. And then out of nowhere, like, I just got my boy back. My boy just became LA Knight again. And now Fiend's like, yeah, you're going to be... what was that pig's name?
Huskus.
Are you going to be Huskus? You're the one I'm going to dress up. Like, leave my boy alone.
I'm confused by this because, one, Bray Wyatt hasn't had an actual opponent in this stint in WWE.
He fought that guy backstage, the guy who interrupted his...
Oh, yeah, that poor PA, production assistant, man. He was public enemy number one. But I'm confused by this because LA Knight... should just be doing LA Knight things. I personally don't believe this is a good feud.
Or if he joins the Wyatt Six.
Either way, yeah. I'm kind of like out on that, grant you. They're probably going to make me eat my words and, you know, it could be very well.
They made you eat your words when he was the Mr. Rogers Bray Wyatt. You weren't all for that. And I was like, I'm all for it.
But I'm more or less confused of how LA Knight fits in this Wyatt Six, and who's to say it's him joining the faction, but right now we're just going off of what we're dealing with here. More stories can develop over time, but they had an interaction and he said, yo, I'm not messing with you, and then Bray Wyatt just headbutted him, and people are saying that's the start of a feud.
Your boy's trying to find my boy. I don't like it.
I know, it's a little weird.
Yeah,
but Do you think this is Bray Wyatt's first official feud with WWE when he came back, or do you think this is Wyatt's sick stuff? Do you think this is stable related?
I gotta say it's stable related because LA Knight's fighting with Ricochet. He's having that little mini feud over there, and I think it's just because Wyatt even said that, you know, I see a lot of you in me, and I think he's trying to just convert him into Uncle Howie's Playhouse. And I'm not for it. I don't like this. I don't know what's going on, which is good. I'm on the edge of my seat. But why LA Knight? There could have been so many people on the roster. You could have repackaged Mansoor and
Massey.
Because I feel like that's now dead in the water. You put Maxine, the freaking LA Knight sister, into the stable as well now. Give them something.
Speaking of Massey and...
You gotta say it right.
Massey.
Yeah, there you go. Your guilty pleasures.
Exactly. We got what we wanted. We allegedly got what we wanted. A vignette appeared on an NXT, and it's been coming out every so often. Potentially getting Dominik Dijakovic back. Feast your eyes. I mean... There was the vignette of him burning the mask and said, "This isn't retribution," you know, subtle nod. But I'm here for it.
It's me.
Well, she's back too. She's every week. You know, here we go. She's the equalizer to Rhea Ripley for the club.
I'm so mad that match is
OC.
OC. I'm not. I'm so upset that match is not going to be in a War Games match. It was set up so perfectly. Like, I feel like Bianca, I know we're jumping all around, but we're going to come back to Brandon. Like, Bianca's feud with Bayley, I feel like that match didn't need a War Games match. It could have just been a traditional 4-on-4 elimination tag match. The OC match against Judgment Day should have been a War Games match. And the Bloodline, I feel like could have been a War Games match. Now with Drew McIntyre, I feel like it could have been Sheamus, the Brawling Brutes, and then Kevin Owens, if you wanted, but he's out with an injury or with the New Day. Who knows?
Yeah.
But going back, so also with Alexa Bliss, because it's kind of contradicting everything we learned, because the Alexa Bliss cost him at WrestleMania. So it's like, does he like not hold that against her anymore? Blah, blah, blah. It's like, where's the... Because Bray Wyatt's all about, you know, connecting the dots, like, for everything from his first debut to his last match. And it's like, your last promo was like, you're here to see a friend and you get fired and you don't follow up on that either. So it's like, I don't know. I don't want to say I don't like where this is going, but I'm still, like, I'm not open to what I want.
You don't know where it's going. And yeah. I mean, think
which is
this...
good, which is a good thing. I'm glad that I'm not, for once, I'm on, like, I don't know. I can't expect what's happening in WWE, which is good, but I just don't. I want a reason to know what's happening. I want like little hints and details why LA Knight is getting might be part of Wyatt Six, why Bray wants Alexa Bliss to join back. It's like,
I think what's good, and to kind of wrap up the Alexa Bliss talk, what I think that ties back to is whenever Bray Wyatt left, and they were like, "All right, we." Alexa Bliss is a star, so we got to ship her out regardless. We got to get her out in front of the crowd. She was doing all that, the therapy and putting away Lily and stuff like that. I think this is more or less a thing where it's like the door was never closed for Alexa Bliss. Like that character of whatever you want to call her, Twisted Bliss or whatever, that door was never fully shut. And now with Bray Wyatt back, his aura is back, whatever Uncle Howdy is, it's reopening that door. Not a forbidden door, but that door.
I mean, well, we're getting Cesaro. Not Cesaro. Who's fighting Grey Muta?
Nakamura,
yeah. We're getting that forbidden door, which was just... No, we also have another match, too, in Japan, too.
That one I'm not too sure of.
I forget who it was. But, yeah, that's a forbidden door. Which is crazy. Which is...
Triple H move. Such a Triple H move,
and not only that, the fact that Crown Jewel during the OC match and Judgment Day, they referenced the Bullet Club. They said the name. I was like, I was checking my ports. I'm like,
before we continue the show, I wanted to take a little time to talk about Noom. Noom uses the latest in behavioral science to empower people to take control of their health for good through a combination of psychology, technology, and human coaching on their platform to help millions of users meet their personal health and wellness goals. A lot of people face pressures to change themselves to fit other people's expectations, and the more freeing solution is to find the things that work for you. Noom understands that everyone's weight loss journey is unique, and what works for someone else might not really work for you. That's why Noom's approach adapts to your lifestyle. It's flexible and focuses on progress, not perfection, allowing you to work towards your goals at a pace that's comfortable for you. And for me personally, that's huge. I know that I am not Dwayne The Rock Johnson. I know that I'm not getting up at 4 a.m. to go work out. But by using Noom and having that little more of flexibility and stability, it certainly helps with my journey here. Noom also makes it easy to start your weight loss journey and stay on track with personalized lessons that help you gain confidence and a practical knowledge, one-on-one coaching, and cognitive behavioral approaches that teach you how to be mindful of your habits. 75% of Noom weight loss users finished the program, and more than 60% of users that engaged with the program kept the weight off for a year or more. So start building better habits for healthier long-term results. Sign up for your trial at Noom.com/believe. Again, that is Noom, N-O-O-M, .com/believe. B-L.
It's like, is this real?
Am I alive? Like, what?
But that's the thing.
And then they reference Kale Karras Anderson's Noah Openweight Championship, too. I'm just like,
well, that's the thing with, like, Vince when he was in charge. Like, the fact you couldn't say hospital, you couldn't call it a title belt, or whatever he said it, like a...
No, you can't say belt, because a belt holds up your pants.
That's the rule. Like, they're not wrestlers, they're sports entertainers. It's like that lingo that needed to be shipped out, because it's like, we know what you are. And it's not in a bad way, it's just like, that's what normal people would call it. But yeah, interested to see where Wyatt goes. Now, moving on to a young up-and-coming star, and honestly, call it what it is, a waste of money in the bank. Let's talk about Theory's failed cash-in.
I don't think it was a failed cash-in.
You don't think it was a failed cash-in?
I don't think it's a failed cash-in. I really
please elaborate for me, because I'm very, very upset Riddle isn't holding that now.
Because also, it's only because, did you see this past week's Monday Night Raw?
Yeah, where he's kind of like flipping out.
Well, then besides that, the fact that he actually explained it, he was like, the last time I tried to cash in on Roman, Brock stopped me, Tyson Fury knocked me out, Roman's never on WWE. It's like, what am I supposed to do, just sit here and wait for him to show up? No, let me cash in on a United States. Granted, it was a open challenge. That was kind of a waste. Stupid. Big man. Call it what it is. But, you know, in that aspect of him catching, like, you know, Mommy Roman's not here. Mommy make this the next big title. Like, it kind of elevated the United States title.
It did.
Which a lot of people aren't talking about. The fact this that, like,
the first time they cashed in on a mid-card title, mm-hmm. right? Yeah.
And a lot of people aren't, like, saying, they're like, wow, he lost, but the fact that he cashed in on a title, that shows like he wanted to elevate it, be like, screw it, I'm not going to wait on maybe next 3 months for Roman to be on a pay-per-view injured. Like, no. Absolutely not. That, I get. That, praise to Austin for retaining the title. Now the fact that he is now, you know, he's not taking selfies anymore, he's more unhinged. I think this is the star that Vince McMahon said that he was going to be. I think Austin can be the next champion next year. After Mania, down the line, if he keeps going the way he is, he could be the next champion.
And call me whatever I am, but...
A mark.
The only thing I'm really bitter about is the fact that you had an opportunity, which honestly, it would be the only technicality to split the titles before Mania.
Mm-hmm.
Theory could have been like, all right, I'm cashing in on the WWE World Heavyweight Championship, mm-hmm. not the Universal Championship. They could come up with a way to split the titles by Mania or at Mania, but for me, I just, you need two main titles.
You really do.
Roman could still hold a championship. He can still hold the Universal Championship for, till the year after. Do whatever you want. But he, you got to drop a main title on both of these shows.
See, you know, Triple H is worried that he doesn't want Roman to look weak. He doesn't want to get pinned until Mania.
Oh, it's going to be a moment for sure.
It's going to be a moment, but do what Seth did at WrestleMania. Cash it in, make it a triple threat, and then pin the other person. So you don't pin Roman. Roman still looks strong as all hell, and then Austin pins Seth. Granted, I really wish, because also a lot of people didn't believe that Austin was going to cash in and win the Money in the Bank. It would have been a hell of a way if he did what he did with Seth and make it a triple threat and then cash in on the challenger rather than the champion. Or when he fought Johnny for the bank, have Johnny be Mr. Money in the Bank. What a hell of a return would that be? And then you can still have the Austin theory being unhinged, attacking Johnny Gargano, like how he attacked Seth this past week. I feel like if Johnny Gargano won the Money in the Bank, what if, boom, everyone would be like, okay, now Roman is possible. Roman could lose the title. Would you agree though? Do you think that if Johnny did beat Austin for the bank, for the Money in the Bank, and Johnny became Johnny in the Bank, do you think that would you be like, okay, now I'm more convinced that Roman can lose it to Money in the Bank winner?
I think regardless of whoever held the contract, he could have lost it to. It's just a matter of the situation that he lost the title in. Like what you said, let's just fantasy book Mania, where it's like Cody versus Roman, night one, whatever, night two. Theory could pin Cody. I don't want this to happen, but I'm saying if you want, there's like a scenario where you just get the cash in and boom, he pins Cody. There you go. Roman still looks strong. Odds are whenever he loses that title, he's going to disappear for like 6 months, probably come back at like SummerSlam or whatever.
I mean, he already is. He does disappear already.
Yeah, I mean, that's fair. But, you know, he's not going to come back. It's going to be like a random moment where Roman comes back. Then you can do it that way. As far as Johnny Gargano, like, if I had to pick a face, and this is the one thing with Money in the Bank that always kind of is weird. Money in the Bank works better with heels than 100%. Faces, I feel, 100%. Just because it's a heel move. It's like, mm-hmm. Oh, you're down and out? Let me just sneak on in and get my world championship.
I mean, yeah, just like how I pointed out to you, how King of the Ring is more like a heel magnet than a face. Like, I think we haven't had a face win it in ever in Money in the Bank.
Money in the Bank. I'm going to say Austin Creed. Okay,
King of the Ring. Well, besides Xavier Woods. And that didn't go anywhere, which was upsetting. But speaking of WrestleMania, can Logan Paul start doing podcasts about WWE? Kenny?
So the news now coming out is Logan Paul, for one, doesn't have a torn ACL. It's an MCL, ACL.
No, MCL meniscus.
Meniscus. All the CLs in the world. All the CLs in the world. But yeah. That's a shorter recovery time. We don't really know, but
I know MCL takes about 4 to 8 weeks, so 2 months to heal.
There you go.
After surgery.
So there was a stirring of the pot, if you will, on his podcast and on Twitter, where there were reports that John Cena is looking for an opponent at Mania in Hollywood.
It is said to say that John Cena is reportedly expected to compete at WrestleMania 39 in Hollywood next year.
And, of course, being the person that he is, Jake Paul, or Logan Paul, just see, here I go again. Where's my little diagram?
Not all white people look the same.
I know. But they do look alike a little bit.
No.
Logan Paul decided to tweet with that little eye looking emoji at this report. And he's like, I called Triple H to talk about something that'll break the internet. And what better way to do it than Cena versus Paul at Mania? Will not be for the title, I can guarantee. But interesting developments in the world of WWE.
It is 100%. Would it be a great match? Absolutely. Logan Paul's an incredible wrestler. John Cena, in his later years, big match John, able to bring those matches out of his ass. Do I want to see it? Absolutely not. Because, not because I don't like Logan Paul, and I don't want to see him on TV. It's like, if you have a better match, then give it. Because if I want a dream match, I want a dream matches of people that are wrestling every single day. And I don't want Logan Paul and Mania, because Logan's not, for me, WrestleMania is people that who've been busting their ass 365 days to make it to Mania. While Logan was just like, I'm going to go send Triple H a text. Hey, Triple H, me and Zeno Mania, LOL. Like, I don't think so. If you want a dream match, Stone Cold wants to be in a match of Mania again. Stone Cold versus Cena. We had Rock and Cena. Make this a once in a lifetime, not two, not three in a lifetime, once in a lifetime. Give us Stone Cold versus Cena. I would be hyped for that match. I feel like that match would sell more tickets than Cena versus Logan.
Call me crazy.
Or I'm going to call you crazy. You are crazy. Yeah. Or you call what you call one number for Stone Cold's fight. You give us Punk.
No.
So, listen. One-off match, right? Just a one-off match. Night one at WrestleMania. Saturday, Punk finally gets his main event match. Finally gets his match with Stone Cold. And it's at the main event of Saturday night WrestleMania. That would also break the internet.
You know, if you would have asked me this question a little over a year ago, I said, give me a hell yeah. But no.
Yeah, you don't want toxic Punk in the locker room?
No, and I can't believe I'm saying this, but I don't. Like,
you don't want to
will
see
I Punk. Will I mark out for this match if it happens? Of course, because it's the match. You know, when he was in WWE, everyone was like, yo, it needs to happen. Like, because it's just two of the best people on the mic. There it is. But my crazy match for, you know, someone who's been busting their ass year in, year out, give me Austin Theory versus John Cena at WrestleMania.
That would be a good match. That would be a good... Boy, what about Austin and Cena? Not Austin Theory, Stone Cold.
I don't know how I feel about that. Just for the fact, I don't know what the, like, what would cause them to, like, fight, mm-hmm. whether it be, like... Because I don't want, you're greatest of your time, I'm a greatest of my time, let's fight. Like, I don't... That's fine.
But, no, you have Stone Cold make fun of Cena's movies. In the latest movies, like, knock them down, Cena comes out, be like, what have you been doing since you retired? Nothing. You coming here doing one... You have Doug Thomas, Cena come back and just rip Stone Cold out. Like, look at you, you're just a retired man who comes out for once for Raw specials. Especially Raw 3XXX, by the way. Did you see the logo for the Raw? Yeah.
I was like, what are you showing here on Raw, first of all?
This is a PG show, last time I checked. No, so you have that, and then you just have them back and forth. Like, just how, like, Rock and Cena, like, Cena casually threw shade at Rock, and then that's how that match became. You do the same thing. You throw shade at Stone Cold, or Stone Cold throw shades at Cena.
I don't know, something that tickles my fancy.
A lot tickles your fancy.
Would be a heel Stone Cold versus Drew McIntyre.
We're not going to get a heel Stone. In this late of his career, there's no way.
I don't know. Well, you know what I mean by heel, where he's just like Stone Cold, but like clearly there needs to be a bad guy versus good guy dynamic, or he could just do face versus face, you know, be normal and just give us what we want.
We still watch it.
We still watch it. I'll eat it up 110%. But, yeah, I'd be here for Logan Paul, Cena, Mania.
Austin Theory, Cena,
who knows? But I think as time goes on, I think at the Rumble is where we'll get a definitive answer. Also, there was a leaked Rumble thing we'll get into as time gets closer, because we'll give a more definitive...
I want to say something. I know you said that definitively, but there was one name on the list.
Malcolm, I know Donna. The name. Yeah, but no, say
it was Malcolm Donna. Do you follow Malcolm Donna on Twitter?
I do.
Or not Twitter, on Insta.
He's been posting the all of his highlights.
Yeah, that's so just like, unless he saw it, he's been talking to Triple H.
We've seen it. Yeah,
freaking just stirring the pot now. Apparently, but no, Chelsea Green did leave TNA, so she could be making her way back to WWE. as well, and the stuff that's happening in over at NWA with Matt Cardona and Nick Aldis and all that. I don't know. But Matt Cardona, dude, I would pop if we get Mark Cardona in the Rumble.
Yeah, not Zack Ryder. Matt Cardona.
No, no, give me my boy. Woo, woo, woo.
It'll be like Cody coming back where he'll do like, he'll attempt to do like the what is it?
The Broski boot. Kick.
Broski boot. Yeah. And then he'll be like, oh, this is shedding skin. Like, which he did. He went to the Indies and really found his footing as Matt Cardona.
Well, it was also, he wasn't given a chance on WWE. And whenever he had a chance, the road would just pull him in. I always knew that Matt was capable of doing great stuff in WWE. He just needed a platform. Just like how Sammy, it's been carrying SmackDown for the past couple of months now. I don't know about you. I'm feeling a little bit oozy.
Now, I don't know. Wrestling is in a weird situation. It's a weird state of flux. As far as news goes, we're going to try to keep you updated as much as we can, because it seems like every other show, every other week, there is a story. But what you could catch more of in the meantime is more episodes of the Get Comfy Game Break, Get Comfy Lowdown, and Get Comfy Podcast every single Wednesday, Friday, and Sunday, 10 a.m. Eastern Standard Time on all major listening platforms like iTunes, Spotify, and of course, the Bleav Network. I've been Kalo, joined by the one and only DJ Aim, and we'll see you guys next time.
Thank you for listening to Bleav. You can show support to your host by subscribing to the show and giving us a 5-star rating on your preferred platform. Check us out at Bleav.com and search for BLEAV on YouTube.
You know when you're listening to a true crime story that has an unbelievable plot twist that makes you stop in your tracks? That's what our podcast, People Are the Worst, brings you with each episode. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Rebecca. We're identical twins who love true crime cases that make you say, "Didn't see that coming," and we hate the people responsible for them. Listen to People Are the Worst now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.